When growing up, there are certain social norms that people see around them and almost always follow. Stacy Bartholomew, my mother, did not see those norms as necessary for her life, and in fact, pushed against them to create the life she wanted for herself.
My decision to leave for college came as a result of attending a summer honors program for high school students between my junior and senior year. It was in another town on a college campus. The summer program was the governor's program, and it was with students from all over the state of Georgia. It was also really the first time that I had been away from home without my family in any circumstance. So at that camp, I met a lot of really super bright kids who were really interested in learning, and some of them were from the big city of Atlanta, even though I was from the very small town that doesn't have a stoplight. Anyway, so as a result of being in that environment with a lot of kids who really wanted to learn, I thought to myself, that's what I want. I want a place where there are more people like me who are really interested in education and really trying to do more. So there were a couple colleges in my hometown, and some kids from my high school did go to college. Most of them went to one of those two colleges, which are small liberal arts colleges. But I decided I wanted to go away to the big state university. Yeah.
How did your classmates generally react to that?
Well, some of my classmates were busy doing things like getting married, so they didn't really care what I did. But I would say they were fine with it. You know, no one seemed to have any problems with it. It's just that once I left my hometown, I then cultivated a lot of new friendships and probably no longer had the same affection for my hometown that I had before.
This is a completely new experience, one that my mom had worked her whole life for and welcomed with open arms. But how did everyone who she was leaving behind feel about her decision?
I would say I put a strain on my relationship with my parents to some degree, because my mom had always really wanted her kids to go to college and talked about college. She did not go to college. In fact, she just did a GED because she married so early. Mm-hmm. She married in February of her junior year of high school. So I think, I don't know, maybe her dream, you know, her idea for college for her kids was based on not having had that opportunity herself. And my dad, I don't think, really saw college as so necessary. And he certainly would not have wanted me to go away to college. He would have been really happy for me to stay in my same hometown. Mm-hmm. All that being said, I won a scholarship through his company. My dad worked for United Partial, and I won a National Merit Scholarship through United Partial. So I got, like, my family, our picture was on the cover of the magazine that went around to all the employees in the state for United Partial, and they had a party, and so I think that made my dad a little more, you know, because he obviously had to be proud of that, kind of in the press, because he was interviewed in the magazine article, and so, but I would say, right, because I left home and went away to college, and that's just something my parents didn't have any frame of reference for. They didn't do that, and none of their family did that. None of their brothers or sisters or cousins. No one had really done that, and I don't think any of us had an idea of how it would kind of open up a gulf between us in some ways, just because I, you know, have been exposed to a lot of different ideas and different kinds of people, and you know, had the opportunity to study and things that they didn't have. Mm-hmm. So. think if I had stayed for college in my hometown, I probably would have married my high school boyfriend and never left. If I hadn't left, I think I would, I think that my life would probably primarily be kind of caught up in my extended family, just my aunts and uncles and cousins, whereas our life here in Philadelphia is really caught up in a wide diversity of people, wouldn't you say? Lots and lots of different people. Also, I do feel like I've gotten to know a lot of people from very different backgrounds, which I don't think I would know and have authentic friendships with if I had stayed in my hometown.
Right.
So most people are either, you know, African American or white, and that's it. There's no other ethnicity. So
there's no in between.
There's no in between, or there's no other. You know,
right.
There are no Asians. There's no whatever Middle Easterners. No people from Africa. You know what I mean? Like no, it's very different than our life here.
The drive for education has not left her mind and continues to play a role in the way that she leads her life. Defying the social expectations of her community made her more aware of the need for education.
Several generations to come, I guess we'll see if you go to college or not. But I do think that what it did was, as I was exposed, you know, to education, it made me long for that opportunity for my kids. And if you'll remember, it probably also kind of opened up my eyes to some of the things that had been lacking in the education I received before I went to college. I think there is now an established culture of education and a value for education in our home, right? Would you say that? I probably also picked the big state university because there were several, both teachers and like the RAs at the governor's school who were associated with the university.
Mm.
So that's kind of what gave me the idea to go there. So I went and visited. So that was a big deal. So I knew that summer in that program, I was selected into the program for communications, for writing, for poetry and writing and things like that. So I was in what was called the comm arts, the communication arts. So I knew that I wanted to do something like that. I thought I wanted to do journalism. So I don't know, maybe I was going to write for a newspaper. But then when I landed at the university, I was in the honors program, and one of my professors said to me that actually the best way to learn to write was to do that with an English degree. I believed him, and I switched out of journalism. I went to a rural country high school that just didn't, there wasn't a value on higher education mostly. We didn't have resources of, let's say, a school in Atlanta. They had computers. But, so, yes, I do think it's a bit different because of the internet, right? It's a smaller world. So people are exposed to more things, for good or ill. Well, I think it might have been a lot easier if I hadn't gone away that summer. I think that summer really changed the trajectory of my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I really was, at that point then, just craving a different world and a different life, and I didn't want to have a small town life. My mom, even though she didn't go to college, she was a big reader. Now she's but she did take us to the library just about every Saturday of my life growing up. And my sister and I could check out whatever we wanted. I mean, I don't think she had a clue what I was reading, and she probably should have paid more attention sometimes, but all of that to say, I read my way through the Carnegie Library, you know, in Rome, Georgia. So I think a lot of it just came from that I was a reader and I had access to books. My mom made that possible. And in the books and then in that summer program, I felt like there's a world out there that's beyond what's happening in Rome, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see part of it.
So you were one of the only ones in your class that sort of felt that strive to be excellent?
Or certainly to push for education. Yeah, there were probably, I don't know. I mean, so I said four of us went away to college. There were probably, I don't know, maybe 10 who went to college, maybe not. I would say that it definitely changed the tenor of my friendships. You know, there were probably, it just changed the nature of the relationship. I will say that because my parents didn't really have an understanding of what college life was like, it made it even harder to talk to them about things like finals and midterms and papers and dropping and changing classes. It's just an entirely, almost a different language that they didn't know. And then when I decided to go to graduate school to stay on at Georgia for a little bit longer and get another degree, I decided to stay and do that, and they didn't have any idea how to do that either. You know, my scholarship was for undergraduate, so how do you finance a graduate education? They didn't know anything about how to do that or how to help me or why I would do that, I think. And so, you know, because your parents just aren't a resource for you. You know, if you think about it, so my grandfather, my mother, you know, graduated, she finished 11th grade and then got her GED. But her dad only went through 4th grade, just to say. So I guess she really, maybe she felt like she was reaching high. Finished high school.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all relatives.
I guess it is relative.
It's relative.
Striving for something that seems impossible in your life takes a courage and also a passion. My mother's passion for learning took her far away from her hometown, which was a change she both welcomed and worked for. Thank you for listening to my podcast about my mother.